Plan to Study Act, PDSA, when conducting performance or quality improvement functions, IPC team members must realize that improvement or change is cyclical in nature. Beginning in 2009, TJC revised their infection prevention and control standards to encompass the following three categories. 1. Planning that includes identifying risks and goals. 2. Implementation. And 3. Evaluation. The method follows closely the PDSA cycle, sometimes known as Plan Do Check Act cycle, championed by W. Edwards Deming. Exhibit 3-8 illustrates how the four phases of the PDSA cycle form a single, iterative continuous improvement methodology that has proven effective at encouraging constant efforts towards improvement. Exhibit 3-8. The four phases of the PDSA cycle. Plan. The planning phase includes identifying the responsibilities of the IPC program, available resources, risks and goals of the IPC plan, and activities to achieve those goals, and reducing the risk of infection transmission. Planning focuses on meeting the needs and expectations of customers, on business leaders implementing the organizational mission, vision, and values, and on defining measurable outcomes. Planning also includes process mapping and gap analysis. Do. In the doing phase, the IPC program implements strategies specified in the IPC plan to achieve stated goals. Strategies include conducting surveillance activities, educating staff and patients, adhering to evidence-based guidelines, communicating effectively, describing external reporting methods, preparing emergency plans, conducting outbreak investigations, and developing appropriate organizational policies that address equipment sterilization, disposal, cleaning, disinfection, and staff transmission and exposure prevention practices. Study. In the study phase, clinicians conduct an RCA or FMEA to identify process failures and prioritize changes. The study phase also involves action analysis, such as developing a pilot program or conducting strategic planning activities that will focus an organization's quality improvement efforts. An organization should include in its IPC plan the goal of improving HAI rates. It must collect and disseminate data that illustrate how well the organization actually reduces infection rates. This data may, for example, indicate steps that the IPC team should take to increase staff influenza vaccination rates or reduce bloodstream infection, urinary catheter, and VAP rates. Data display, benchmarking, and trend analysis are all essential components of the study phase of the PDSA cycle. Act. The action phase consists of executing the decided-upon strategies and measuring their effects on IPC. It may also involve revising strategies that do not meet the outcome goal. The IPC program must be continually evaluated and updated so that its goals may be achieved and HCP stay abreast of developments that affect patient safety and IPC. Clinicians and quality improvement professionals should repeat the PDSA cycle as often as necessary until they determine adequate and appropriate changes to processes. Those in charge of these processes must make data that contain achievable benchmarks and thresholds available to committee and team members. Data analysis requires that achieved outcomes be clearly displayed. Many institutions rely on IT assistance to abstract, record, and even graph data that show trend improvement over time. Qualitative data may be obtained from in-depth, open-ended interviews, direct observation, and written documents such as questionnaires, diaries, and records. Quantitative data can be obtained from a surveillance program, facility case mix databases, and medical records. The process improvement change cycle requires that the change leader have knowledge of quality improvement tools and can effectively arrive at a desired outcome. Proposed improvement activities should complement each other. System design starts with a focus on outcomes and inquiries into how to design systems to achieve desired outcomes. Planners must decide whether specific processes are necessary and whether they add value to the program and advance its mission. The improvement process also requires participants to know the program's scope, the system of delivery, and the types of services. An understanding of the scope of service and how the system works provides the foundation for discussion, the exchange of ideas, process change, and improved outcomes.